U.S. Representative Joseph Cao, a Republican from New Orleans, had some rather harsh words for BP America CEO Lamar McKay, who sat before the House Committee on Energy and Commerce looking pale, tired, and defeated.
In the Asian culture, we do things differently. You know, during the samurai days, we just give you a knife and ask you to commit harakiri. My constituents are still debating on what they want me to ask you to do. But with that being said, the cleaning up process has been a disgrace. The claims process has been dismal. And 1 week into the oil spill, I approached BP about establishing a trust account, and I received no response.
Earlier on, Representative Cliff Stearns, a Republican from Central Florida, told McKay his company's disaster response was so horrendous that McKay ought to step down.
I really think you should be resigning as chairman of BP America. I mean, it's really outrageous that you sit here and tell us that you're going to punt to the unified command when we've had 11 people killed, we've had a huge environmental damage, and you're still sitting here as a CEO of BP. Frankly, I would call for your resignation. I'm calling for it today. I'm not asking for an apology. I'm asking you to resign.
Republican Arizona Representative John Shadegg complained about what he called the corporate culture and asked McKay what BP America was doing to fix it.
Mr. McKay, how many people have lost their jobs as a result of this disaster at British Petroleum?
I don't know of any yet that have lost their jobs. There are, I think, a couple people that have been placed on administrative leave as the investigations are conducted.
The Phoenix area representative also noted the amount of money BP invested in safety measures on offshore operations, $10 million, and compared it to another notable figure.
How much did British Petroleum pay its CEO last year in relationship to that $10 million you spent on trying to come up with safety offshore drilling techniques?
I don't know his exact pay.
Well, the published report suggests that he was paid about $36.5 million, three times more. You paid your CEO three times more than you spent in your entire research budget to determine how to reduce the risk of catastrophic failure in the offshore oil fields.
McKay said that number was inaccurate, but Forbes reports that when non-salary compensation is factored in on top of $4.6 million in salary and benefits, BP CEO Tony Hayward actually made more than that last year. But while members on either side of the political fence were venomous in their questioning of McKay, as well as the CEOs of Chevron, Shell, ConocoPhillips, and Exxon, Republicans like Louisiana's Stephen Scalise had a few barbs for the Obama administration. He wondered why no one from the Minerals Management Service, a division of the U.S. Department of the Interior, had been invited to the hearing.
If we're really serious about getting to the bottom of this instead of playing politics, we'd have the federal regulator here where we can talk to them about real things that they did to approve these plans that failed us. And that still hasn't happened.
But New York Democratic Representative Elliot Engel said, for conservatives to point fingers at the Obama administration is hypocritical.
I find it incredible that some people want to blame the president, the same people who want smaller government and don't want the president to intervene against private industry are the same ones who say that the president should intervene and should somehow do something.
While committee members were generally relentless in their criticism of the energy industry, many also used the hearing to call on one of two things. The first was greater investment in clean energy. The second was more money for research and development and the study of oil spill impacts. Democratic representative from Houston, Sheila Jackson.
You failed. You have patently failed. You don't know us and you don't want to know us. And so I'd ask this question very quickly. The main visual that is being shown shows the oil in the water. And my question would be to each individual here, what would be your willingness of an investment in an R&D fund that would address immediately the question and long-term of this question of oil in the water?
BP has pledged $500 million for research and development, including $10 million for a consortium of Florida researchers. But it wants research institutions from across the globe to compete for the rest. Earlier today on Capitol Hill, USF oceanographer Robert Weisberg told a House Subcommittee on Insular Affairs, Oceans, and Wildlife that investment in R&D was vital.
The academics have an extremely important role to play, as does the private sector and the agencies, obviously. But R&D, research and development, is really the purview of the academic community. Operations, obviously, is the purview of the agencies. But we can't improve upon our operations unless we have adequate R&D. And we can't improve upon our environmental stewardship unless we really understand how these systems work. So if you want to fix your car, you got to open up a book and see how the thing works. Otherwise, you can't fix your car.
That panel, a subcommittee of the House Committee on Natural Resources, will meet again Thursday to discuss whether Minerals Management Service regulations are at all effective. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.